anybody that learns a little Suras HaGeula, Dvar Malchus, the Sichis where the Rebbe speaks about how our generation is the Dor of the Geula, is familiar with the Medrash that the Rebbe spoke a lot about in regards to the Gulf War, Milchemes HaMifratz, and the Yalkut Shemoini, where the Rebbe quoted often that Yalkut Shemoini says, in the time and the year that Melech HaMashiach will be revealed, Oymed al Gag Beis HaMikdash, he will stand on the rooftop of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebava, like the Rebbe explains, Umashmielem li Yisrael, he's going to make a big announcement to Klal Yisrael, Anovim, humble ones, Anovim, Higiyaz man gulaschem, the time of gula has come. Now, the midah of anova, we all tend to look at as a positive thing. Stelt sich de shayla, humility is so great, why when it comes to bringing Moshiach, does Moshiach call us anovim? Humble ones, it's time for gula. That's, why is that the term that's used? Now, I've said this before, that I once heard a vort from Rabbi Munitz, who's the Rosh Hashiva in Buffalo, a shliach in Buffalo. And it really is upgelegt by me. But today I saw this nekuda in Keser Shemtiv, and I want to share it with you. I'm going to start off with a very, very puzzling statement of the Baal Shem Tov. On page Ayin Tes in Keser Shemtiv, which is the Keta Kuf Mem Hei, 145, listen to the words of the Baal Shem Tov. Sheroiv am vasnusei shel adam, if the person is too humble, goyrem shenisrachek mi'avoydas Hashem yisborech. Too much humility will make a person distant, far away from serving Hashem. Now I want you to take a moment to take that in. We work so hard that we should become anovim. We work so hard to be humble. That's like a big avoid in chassidus, to work on our midas anova. And yet, we're saying that you have too much anova, it distances you from avoidas Hashem. This is from the Baal Shem Tov himself. There was a famous vart about anova that I heard, which I thought was a joke, but also in the vart of the Baal Shem Tov, where they say that someone was having a hard time dealing with people. So his parents told him, you know what, no one wants to talk to you because you have too much gaiva. Maybe you should learn midas anova. So he goes to, spends a few years learning midas anova, all the svarim, and now he internalized it, but it's getting worse, the problem. So they asked him, why is it worse? He says, well, until now I was just a Talmud Chacham, but I wasn't an Anav. Now I'm an Anav too. How much more so that I'm so much higher than everyone else? That's called Anova Shaloi Bim Koima, that Anova doesn't make you smaller, Anova could make you bigger. But what does it mean that the Baal Shem Tov says when you have too much Anova, it could be destructive? And the Baal Shem Tov says, if you want a clue to this idea, you have to open up a puzzling Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, the anivus of Reb Schaye ben Avkulas, hechrivas beisenu, his anova destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, v'sarfes hechelenu, because of his anova, our hechel was burned, v'glisonu me'artzenu, and we went into Golos because of this person's anova. Now who was this person? He must have been a terrible person. And his anova is the ksibas achorben. So the Gemara tells a story by the famous Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. When he came to bring his carbon, he convinced the king to send the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. On the way, he made a mum in the behema. And he wanted to show that the Yidden don't like the king, Meanwhile, the reason why the Yidden wouldn't bring the carbon was because of a mum. So they said, the Yidden, the Kehanim, were smart, and they understood what was going on. So then they said, let's bring the carbon anyways. This could lead to Churban Beis HaMikdash. Let's bring the carbon with a mum. So one time it'll be with a mum. And Reb Chaya said, no. Well, someone with a mum should be, behemoth with a mum should be on the Mizbeach. So then they said, listen, if you're not going to bring the behemoth, we better kill this guy because he's going to go back and report. And it's going to be a destruction for Klal Yisrael. And again, Reb Chaya said, what? People are going to think that if you bring a behemoth with a mum to the Beis HaMikdash, you get Chiyuv Skilo, you get Chiyuv Misa. So he ended up keeping him alive, not bringing the carbon, and Korban Bias. So we don't blame only the Sinas Chinam. We blame the Anova of, this is what the Gemara says, it's the Anova of Reb Nechunya Zechariah ben Avkulas. So we see here, Anova could be destructive, destroy the whole Beis HaMikdash. What's going on over here? So the Baal Shem Tov explains. Listen to this. Shemitzad shiflusai. Sometimes the anova makes you feel so insignificant. Einoi maimin ki adam goyrim ayidei tfilosai v'teirosai shefa al kol ha'olamos. The Tzohara uses our anova to convince us that we can't accomplish anything. There's one part of Sfiras Ha'omer which every time I say it and I think about it, so you have to have both components, it's pashut awe-inspiring. We say the midah of the day, and then we say vayidei ze yushpa shefa rav b'chol ha'olamos. That through this mitzvah, we are pashut bringing down shefa rav b'chol. I mean, think about it. We're saying a few words. We're doing sfiras ha'omer, and because of that, we're being mashpia shefa rav b'chol ha'olamos. It's mind-boggling. Imagine we felt that way about all of our actions. That our actions make a difference. That our actions cause the way it's lamaila. The Baal Shem Tov says that there's a new understanding. Everyone says that we have to go in the ways of the Eibishter. Why? Mahu rachum, mafat rachum. The same way the Eibishter's a rachum, you're a rachum. You have to mimic the ways of the Eibishter. Baal Shem Tov says it's the Eibishter that mimics us. If we're a rachum, he's a rachum. Yes, it's, the Eibishter has it, and he gave the midah to us. But he uses it when we use it. The famous word, dama lamaila mimach, everything that happens lamaila comes from us. Meaning, our actions make a huge difference. Baal Shem Tov quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim says, "Im tishkavun bein svasayim." If the way to teach it, says the Baal Shem Tov, is that the Eibishter is resting between our lips. What does it mean that the Eibishter is resting between our lips? He says, the moment we open up our mouth to say words of davening and to say words of Torah, that gives chayis to the Eibishter, and the Eibishter gives us a big kush. He's waiting for simple me and simple you to get up there, open our mouths, and say words of Torah and Tefillah. Now the Eibishter knows, mi ani umo ani. He knows that we come have a little kavana. We come struggle. We're regular human beings. But the nachas that we cause lamaila is poshet yushpa sheferav b'chol olamos. If we would know that, I don't just mean know that intellectually. If we would know that internally, if we would know that emotionally, then we would be on fire with Torah mitzvahs. If we saw the impact that we have, if we felt that impact, who would stop a yid from doing anything? You wouldn't just have to learn the yoim yoim of today, is geita shechosid, shlofta chosid, shliach mamish in every aspect. It would be a total immersive experience. Every part of your day, we would be on fire. But what's the problem? The problem is, mitamo mevert anovim. Mitamo, we tell ourselves, us, our actions have no impact. That anava, says the Baal Shem Tov, destroys the Beis HaMikdash. That anava keeps us in galus. That misplaced anava, that we don't have an impact, is a cause and a reason why we're still in galus, and there's a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's merachik us from avodas Hashem. This being the correct understanding, so yes, I go back to anava migiyas man gulaschem. The biggest issue we have in bringing Geula is that we actually don't believe that we can bring it. If the Rebbe didn't bring it, ich gib das Iber zu euch, we're going to bring it. Who are we? Me? You? I know you. I know myself. We can bring global Geula. We can make Moshiach happen. So it's specifically this Midah that has to be eradicated. Melech HaMashiach has to come and say, Anavim, the people that don't believe that they have the power. Higiyaz man gulaschem, the time of your geula has come. You do have the koyach to bring Moshiach. Stop using the false anava. Stop allowing the Yitzhara to convince you, and it sounds so chassidish, and it sounds so anivustik, and it sounds so correct, that they're binich. Don't ever allow that to stop you from doing everything in your power to bring about these galus of Melech HaMashiach.